With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Honeycombing America this Mother's Day weekend. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Americans that he meets are enthusiastic about President Trump's accomplishments thus far in his second term in the White House. Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, appeared on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins during a fundraising event to Houston, Texas.
We're still reeling from it. Capitol Hill is. We're all looking for answers, and we're looking to improve the processes to ensure something like that never happens again. And it is a real problem. I mean, some have suggested we should just decrease the air traffic there or maybe even shut the airport down or something. I mean, that's absurd. Of course, Reagan is at the center of the heart of the nation's capital and its activity, and you have to keep it open and active.
Speaker Johnson's entire interview on this week on Capitol Hill being broadcast today on radio stations nationwide, also on the Salem News Channel. President Trump says not all countries will get as good a trade deal as the one Britain negotiated with the United States. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on UK cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the UK will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the UK agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, the White House.
More trouble. Air traffic controllers directing planes into Newark, New Jersey Friday lost their radar for the second time in 2 weeks. FAA says the radar went black for about 90 seconds. This is SRN News. Hollywood has fallen in love with its villains.
Critics say the entertainment industry is becoming obsessed with blurring the lines between good and evil, churning out a raft of movies and TV shows that make traditional bad guys the heroes of their own story. Batman's nemesis, the Joker, and the Penguin are recent examples. And now there's a new musical coming to Disney World that features Captain Hook, Cruella de Vil, and Maleficent, each explaining why their villainy wasn't really their fault. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Men are to be banned outright from women's and girls' cricket in the United Kingdom. Authorities have updated previous restrictions following a UK Supreme Court ruling in April. AZ Cricket spokesman says men who are living as women may continue playing in open and mixed cricket competitions. The announcement comes shortly after men were banned from playing on women's soccer teams in England and Scotland. This is SRN News. Increasing number of American farmers today are turning away from growing organic.
America's certified organic acreage fell almost 11% between 2019 and 2021. Numerous farmers who implemented sustainable practices say they have stayed away from the certification because it's costly and appears to be losing impact in the marketplace. Rules for the organic program were published in 2000, and the USDA expected plenty of growth. That was true for years, but federal statistics show the trend reversing. John Scott reporting.
Google will fork over $1.4 billion to Texas to settle claims the company collected data on users without permission. The agreement settles several claims Texas made against the search giant in 2022. That was related to geolocation, incognito searches, and biometric data. More details at srnnews.com.